The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday to you. We usually come to you Thursday with this fantasy football show, but we called an audible, if you will, and we are coming at you a day later. Maybe it was better based on the result of the Thursday game anyway. I don't know what kind of advice our sage fantasy football guru here, Derek Davis, a.k.a. the Orange Arrow. I'm Anthony Cazenza. This is the Orange and Black Insider, and we're going to talk a little fantasy football, survival football, lines, all that kind of stuff to get you going this weekend. Maybe a difficult weekend for some of you as Bengals fans. You may have some Bengals players in your fantasy lineup, so you got to make some alterations there. Speaking of making alterations, this poor guy Derek has had to dance around my schedule. I apologize publicly, Derek. I'm my schedule's all over the map, but how you doing otherwise, bud?
Hey, I'm doing great. My schedule's been pretty hectic too. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make my normal Wednesday show. So, it's that time of year. You know, you've got kids in school. You've got We've got a Christmas play coming up. We've got all this stuff for. So, I feel your pain. I feel your pain.
Tis the season for all the stuff. Right?
Yes.
It's not just tis the season for holidays. It's tis the season with all the stuff. But I appreciate you working around some of my difficulties with my schedule and making this happen for us and giving our listeners some stuff, some good advice here. We're going to talk a little bit. We're going to recap some of the plays that and suggestions that Derek made for us last week. We're going to talk how those worked out. We're going to talk about he and I have a big clash in a fantasy football league head to head. That's not really a big clash for him based on the records, but we've got a big head to head clash. We're going to talk a little bit, even though the Bengals aren't playing this week, we're going to talk a little bit about some other things happening in the NFL and other teams. You know, some moves have been made and how that may impact fantasy football lineups. I actually have a specific question for you on this front too, later on, Derek, but we're going to get to all that. And then of course we're going to go over the lines and talk about some things there, but let's start a little bit about how we did from last week, Derek. And also quickly, where would you have gone on that game last night? In terms of the line, you can fudge it a little bit because now it's a day later. But would you, going into that game, were you saying, oh, this is Ravens all over it? Or I don't know. How did you feel about that one?
Yeah, so I actually had a weird feeling that I thought that Miami would be able to stick in the game. But then I don't know what it was, but I – On the other hand, I was like, I had Mike Gesicki as one of my sits of the week that I was going to do Wednesday, and then unfortunately, you know, things changed and you're not able to. But so I after I was looking back through everything, I'm like, you know, how I didn't see when it was 3-3. I'm like, I just don't see how Miami wins this game. And then just one thing after another, and it's like, it was crazy. It was a crazy game. You know, I was going to tell everybody to bench Lamar Jackson. You know, no, I'm just kidding. But it seems like that's, it almost seems like the Bengals, I hate saying this because I don't know how true it is, but like the Bengals kind of gave people kind of the blueprint on how to, I guess, hamper Baltimore's offense.
Yeah, that's true. And look, I mean, going into it, I guess, you know, you look at the fact that the Ravens were going into it. They're coming off of a deep overtime game against the Vikings there. They went deep there. And then short week traveling on the road against a team that, you know, just kind of was playing hard. And even though they haven't been on the right side of things, the Dolphins just know how to play the spoiler sometimes. So interesting game there. We're going to get to some of the plays that you suggested last week in terms of survival picks and players and whatnot. Just want to remind folks that, number one, you can leave questions for Derek in the live chats where we're streaming here. And of course, you can get this show on a number of different audio platforms by subscribing to the Cincy Jungle Podcast channel on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio. Any of those streamers were available there. And then, of course, we have all the stuff on our YouTube channel. Right under Derek is a little logo of our show where you can click that, subscribe, and click the bell to be notified when we go live, whether it's for this show, a listener questions live show that we also do on Fridays, as well as our post-game shows, our happening headlines that we go through, everything, and then, of course, the Wednesday show with John Sheeran and myself. We do have a couple of interesting things coming up for the show as well. We'll tell you more about that later on. But Derek, let us know how we did last week, how you did last week. Are you on the hot seat here, I guess, is kind of the question based on how we did.
Yeah, so we actually did really, really well on our starts and sits. Our starts, we went 2-2. I had Carson Wentz, A.J. Dillon, Tyler Boyd, and Mo Alie-Cox as my starts of the week. And Carson Wentz finished as like QB5, and A.J. Dillon, he finished within the top 24 as well. And then, of course, Tyler Boyd had that game. And then Mo Alie-Cox, there's a lot of crazy touchdowns in that game. And unfortunately, you know, Carson Wentz likes throwing the ball to his tight ends. It was just the wrong tight end that week. And then on our sits of the week, I had Justin Herbert as the sit of the week. That didn't work out very well. Khalil Herbert, I had him as a sit. And with David Montgomery back, he pretty much got all of the touches. And so that one ended up pretty well. And then Corlin Sutton and Kyle Pitts were my other two sits. So we did pretty good.
Well, that's good to know. I'm glad we're giving out, or you are giving out, sage advice as usual. And I can't say the same for myself because of the picks and things that I made last weekend. You in survival, we had a little bit of a debate, and you actually were kind of trying to, I think, lean on me a little bit. And I just kind of said, you know, I've been hanging on to the Bills. And, you know, I think finally it's time to play him, especially after so many folks potentially got knocked out of my survival league the week prior by picking the Bengals over the Jets. So I kind of figured, you know, this is a safe one. They're going into Jacksonville. Jaguars, they just break the hearts, and they take out the Bills and take me out of survival. You were leaning towards the entire time. I remember you saying it. You were leaning towards the Colts. I think you told me on Twitter you went with the Colts, or you said so maybe in our live chat last night or something. But, yeah, so good for you, bad for me. were there any others in the survival? I'm trying to remember. I just remember you were kind of all over the Colts there, and that was a good play. But any others that you suggested that are?
Yeah, last week it was the Colts. The Colts were really the only team last week that I suggested that ended up winning. I've suggested Dallas and Buffalo, and I'm trying to think of one more. I can't remember all the other ones.
There weren't a lot of great ones to pick from last week.
No, there wasn't. And it was like all of the favorites lost. So, and then actually in the Survivor pool that I'm in it's a work league. There's like 66 people. And actually after last night, there's two left. It's me and another guy. So I've survived this long. We'll talk about it here in a little bit. Who I'm going to go with this week, but
okay.
Let's just hope and pray the other guy isn't going for that guy or that. Team,
I will.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. I will try and still be emotionally invested in what you're going to tell us for the survival pick, because I'm officially out. So, boo-hoo, woe is me. I'm just not my year for fantasy football and things of that nature. So. Oh, well, you and I have a clash coming up head to head. We'll get to that in just a second in the sleeper app league, wherein the funds go to the Joe Burrow Hunger Relief Fund. Before we kind of talk about that, who are some of the guys you are targeting this week? Obviously, there's a couple of players that are dealing with COVID and a couple of players that, you know, I think you had mentioned before we took the air, there's an Alvin Kamara situation. And of course, some things going on with the Rams. And of course, if our listeners have any questions, leave them in the live chats and we'll get to those. But who are some of the guys you're looking at as, hey, these could be good plays or sits this week?
This week, I've actually got good ones that I like. The one, like we talked about earlier, Alvin Kamara, with him being out, it just makes this one even. I really, really like Mark Ingram this week. He's got, I think his first week back with the team last week, he ended up doing really well. And he's actually, I think I just picked him up in our league, but yeah, here he is. So last week, yeah, 9 for 43, and he had 5 for 5, 5 catches, 5 receptions, and 21 yards. I think he also had. Did he have a touchdown? It doesn't say he did, but yeah, with Kamara being out, I really like Mark Ingram this week, even though it is against Tennessee, and I do like that defense as well, but I really like the thought of Mark Ingram without Kamara. And then for quarterbacks, I have Matt Ryan. He's been just steadily week after week doing really well. He's ranked right now as QB15, and I see him finishing within that top 12, kind of like last week. I think I had Carson Wentz. He was ranked QB14, and he ended up as QB5. So I like looking for those guys that you're constantly streaming every week in a single quarterback league, guys you can pick up if you have, you know, a Joe Burrow on bye or a I don't know why you would, but a Daniel Jones or Justin Fields in a single quarterback league. I hope you wouldn't have those guys, but yeah, Joe Burrow, if you got him as your single quarterback, Matt Ryan would be a good pickup.
All right. And Ingram did not have a touchdown officially, it appears, last week, but did have some yards from scrimmage, which always is helpful, particularly when it's in the passing game. Let's talk about we'll get to our league in just a second, but a big acquisition was made yet again by the Los Angeles Rams this week. And I guess I kind of want to just say a little bit of – I want to ask you a little bit of fantasy outlook. And selfishly speaking, I got a – I'm going to pull this up. I got a trade offer in our – in one of the leagues – not our league, but another league that I am in. I'm inclined to decline it. But let's talk a little Odell Beckham Jr., his fit with the Rams. Obviously, Cooper Kupp has been an insane – fantasy football player and insane player in general this year. Cooper Kupp, you've got Van Jefferson, who's been a nice addition to what they're doing in Los Angeles, and now you add in OBJ on a short-term deal here. How do you figure that OBJ figures into this, and both from a fantasy perspective and everything? You would think in the McVay offense, he's still going to get his looks, he's still going to get his touches, but this is a guy, I think, in the last year and a half has only had, and granted he had the big injury last year, but I mean, he's only had like 3 touchdown catches, OBJ has, in the last like year and a half. So I don't know. Do you think that this is a good move for him for not only a career renaissance, but for fantasy football owners like myself who have him in the league?
Career-wise, I would almost say a net even maybe from where he was in Cleveland, because he's going to get that Van Jefferson role. I don't see him getting, you know, treated as a wide receiver one or even right. a wide receiver two when you've got Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods on that team. I think fantasy wise it hurts Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods slightly, but you know he's going, like I said before, he's going to get that Van Jefferson role. He might get a few more targets than Van Jefferson was getting, but I don't see. I mean, Cooper Kupp's just been a monster this year, and I really don't see that changing. But I personally, I would have loved it if he had went to Green Bay, because he would have been the wide receiver two on the other side of Davante Adams. But for him, you got that Cali life versus that bitter cold in Wisconsin. You know, I have a feeling that played a large part for him and his choice. You know, you go from Cleveland, do you want to go to LA or do you want to go to Wisconsin? So yeah. I think that played more of a role than anything. But yeah, I like the move. I just for his I don't know, because they're both legit Super Bowl contenders, so it's hard to say which one. And maybe he was looking at that LA Rams team and saying they just have more. But yeah. I mean, when you're comparing quarterbacks and you're comparing the team as a whole, you know, I like Rodgers more than I like Stafford. I like the running backs in Green Bay more than I like the Daryl Henderson, Sony Michel, whatever that is over there. And then it all comes down to which coach you like better. They're both great coaches, but I don't know. I would have personally went Green Bay over LA, but
okay. So I got a trade proposal in another league: Odell Beckham Jr. and Tony Pollard for Chuba Hubbard and Brian Edwards. Now, my understanding is that Christian McCaffrey is back, and you know we all know how that goes with Christian McCaffrey, right? It's like he's back; he has a game or two of explosiveness, and then he's like hurt again. And Brian Edwards, on the surface of it, it looks, but you're talking about OBJ, who didn't play last week, and he may be a number two, number three in LA. You got Tony Pollard, who obviously backs up Ezekiel Elliott. So you've got Chuba Hubbard in a really similar role, it seems, with Carolina as Pollard. And then you've got Brian Edwards, who is now an ascending role player based on the Henry Ruggs situation in Las Vegas. So I don't know. Does that seem like for me, it seemed like I was going to decline that. But the more I look at it, I'm a little more intrigued by it. What would you think about that? Again, OBJ and Tony Pollard for Chuba Hubbard and Brian Edwards.
Now, which side are you giving up? OBJ?
I'm OBJ and Pollard, and they would give me Chuba Hubbard and Brian Edwards.
Okay, so the first couple questions I have, one with Tony Pollard, do they have the Zeke? Do they have Ezekiel Elliott on their team? Because if they are, they're probably possibly trying to pick up that handcuff for the stretch run of the playoffs. I personally like the OBJ side better, just because. And I like you keeping OBJ better I do like the thought of possibly trading him, because I personally think his value is probably at its peak right now because of you still have that unknown, that what if. You know, once he starts playing, it could go up, but I have a slight thought that it'll just kind of stay, his value will kind of stay where it's at. But Brian Edwards, I don't know. I really liked him at the beginning of the year. Coming into the year, I thought he could potentially have a breakout year, and it just hasn't happened yet. So I don't really like that side very well.
So I have a better record than the person who proposed the trade, and they have Robert Woods and Van Jefferson on their team. So that, I guess, not looking at the Cowboy situation that you were asking about, not that, but the Rams situation they've got. So
yeah,
I found that to be interesting. We're gonna get to our league matchup in just a second. Another question we got from our buddy Blackthorn here: should people consider picking up Cam Newton, who is apparently headed back to Carolina? There, Darnold started off excellent, and then you know in the first month of the season has really tapered off. And then now Carolina's been in a bit of a coinciding tailspin there. I don't know. Is Cam Newton a guy that folks should look to pick up, especially as bye weeks come up and all of that? You know, Cam struggled last year, but did get points on the ground.
The way I look at it is in a single quarterback league, no. You know, that in those types of leagues, you're getting to where I think what we have 11, 12, 13, 14. So you've got 4 weeks left of bye weeks. So unless you need a bye week replacement, which I don't see him starting this week, so I wouldn't pick him up. But in a 2QB league or a super flex league where, I mean, I've got a couple leagues of mine where there are absolutely zero quarterbacks out there. I just picked up Mike White, and I thought I was going to have to start Taysom Hill this week without him having that full role in front of him. And I just in leagues like that where there's nobody out there, I would definitely pick him up, and chances are he probably would have already been picked up in those leagues. But in single quarterback leagues, no, I would just leave it where it's at, or leave him where it's at.
Good stuff there, as usual. And thanks for the question there, Blackthorn. We'll take a few more there if anybody else has some coming up here. One thing I did want to ask you quickly about, kind of coinciding with the OBJ thing, and then we'll get to our league, some lines and survival picks, and then we'll hop on out of here. This player, maybe another ascending role player in Donovan Peoples-Jones, had the big touchdown last week against the Bengals, has kind of become, along with, oddly enough, Baker Mayfield, a Bengals killer. Had the big game in relief of OBJ last year in the second game to help Cleveland get the win. And then, you know, was a big part this week as well with the, what was it, the 60-yard touchdown catch over Eli Apple there. Lovely picture that I'm sharing with everybody there. But what do you think of him long-term value-wise? This is a guy that people, because I mean, going into the year, it was just kind of like, yeah, I mean, he was probably readily available a lot of, you know, because people go OBJ, Jarvis Landry, et cetera. Now this is a guy who's ascending into a role. Do you think that this is a long-term viable guy at wide receiver for people to pick up?
Yeah. So I like him. But the only issue is, and I'm trying to pull up the Browns schedule. I like him a lot, but yeah, so they've got the Patriots this week. I wouldn't look to play him this week because the Patriots, you know, they're that team that take away your best option, which I mean, it's definitely Nick Chubb. But if Nick Chubb isn't there, do they still say the ground game for the Browns is the best option, or do they say just don't let or DPJ? Almost said OBJ, but don't let Donovan Peoples-Jones beat us over the top. So, but they've got a pretty tough schedule. After the Patriots, they do have the Lions, so maybe you can start him in that matchup. And then it's the Ravens again, and then the Raiders and the Packers. So, not necessarily the best. Which the Packers in Week 18, you won't start in that week, but. Or is that week 18? No, that's week 16.
Yeah, they do have the Bengals again. We don't know if the Bengals will have Trey Waynes back and all of that too. I mean, Peoples-Jones has torched the Bengals really in the last two games he's played them. But yeah, good call on the stretch of games there for sure. This is a guy, you know, that beat the Bengals again this week for a big play. And I just kind of, as we talk about OBJ, kind of figure that that's a guy that we should talk about as well.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we get to our head-to-head matchup coming up between Derek and I in the Sleeper App League, where the proceeds go to the Joe Burrow Hunger Relief Fund, I want to tell everybody about Symbol and their new website. They've got a new website, Derek, and it is actually not .app anymore. It is actually symbol.com, and you can go symbol.com/OBI for our little personalized page here with them, because if you use the promo code OBI, you get a 90-day deposit protection plan when you sign up with them that covers you up to $500. So when you sign up with a deposit of up to $500, you can play around for 90 days. That's 3 months, 90 days. You can go around, play around. And if you are not satisfied, if you are losing money, they will protect the money that you lose if you want to pull out of there and not be a part of what they're doing. But I am confident, and they are extremely confident based on this protection plan of your deposit, that you will be successful in making money if you do things the right way, you plan this out. And of course, if you have a little patience, sometimes you can do things short term. As we know with the stock market, you can invest and boom, get out of there real quick if you make some quick money. But sometimes you have to play the long game. And that is what Symbol is about, especially when it's the tagline is buy teams like their stocks. And it can be the Cincinnati Bengals. It can be another NFL team or a number of other sports coming up here. So go to Symbol.com this time, Symbol.com/OBI. Use the promo code OBI to get a 90-day $500 protection deposit plan through Symbol. You can get, again, deposit up to $500, and they will protect it for up to 90 days if you lose money. Of course, if you're winning money, you don't need them to protect it. So anyway, check out symbol.com/OBI. Use the promo code OBI. Derek, I'm embarrassed to show my record in our league here. Quickly, before we dive into this, can you tell us once again why the league that you created here, what it's benefiting and everything that's been happening there? I think you've raised quite a bit of money from this league, if I'm not mistaken.
It's a league for Bengals fans, and all, like you said, all the proceeds go to the Joe Burrow Hunger Relief Foundation. This year we had over 40 teams. If you guys are interested in playing, it's like we said before, it's all for fun. I got some prizes for the overall winner and stuff like that. But yeah, it's a labor of love, but I enjoy doing it, and it's for a great cause. So,
well, that's awesome. And I always love when Bengals fans and just people in general do things for nonprofits, charities, etc. Really cool. And a really cool idea by you. You've got a lot of people involved, which is awesome. What is not awesome is my 1-8 record on the year. And you are 7-2, I believe, towards the top of the league here. We have a little bit of a tight matchup. I probably need to check this out and make a couple of different moves here. Robbie Anderson probably being one. But here is our matchup. I do have the Steelers defense. You have the New England defense, that has been actually quite good, especially in terms of creating turnovers, etc. I think Fournette, I need to get him in the lineup somewhere there. And other than that, not really anything else that I should look at on my end. But how are you feeling? Are you feeling confident, or is this a Jets Bengals situation? Is this a Dolphins Ravens situation here? How are you feeling about this going forward?
I'm never confident going into these kinds of things. I mean, You know, I've got Matt Stafford. He plays against San Francisco. Could that defense possibly turn it around? Who knows? And then, you know, Austin Eckler. I mean, it's really hard to say I'm uber confident going into this matchup. So, I mean, like, you've got Travis Kelce, Leonard Fournette, both guys I see finishing probably within the top five this week. So you've got – it's a pretty tough matchup.
Well, I just boosted myself up about 10% yep. just by playing Leonard Fournette there instead of A.J. Dillon. So it's right now the favorite in the league is and in this game is the Orange Arrow at 54% and 46%. Good luck to you, sir, but not that great of luck. I need a win. I need something to hang my hat on here. Stars galore. I still may need to do something there about the Robbie Anderson play. He's just not projected to do much based on everything there. So maybe I do James Washington. I don't know. I'll figure that out. Robbie Anderson's been a little bit of a disappointment to me. I guess that just coincides with a lot of the things going on with the Panthers in general. But this is the Chase League, as Derek has coined it, and he and I are going head to head. So we will see. Prescott's actually projected to have a nice day. So hopefully that occurs. But good luck to you, sir. And we'll have a little fun with that, of course. I won't be talking smack. I can't talk smack when my team's 1-8. So even if I do somehow come up with a win, I will not be talking smack for sure.
No smack talking, especially for me, because every time I do, it's like one of my top players end up getting hurt or something like that happens. I mean, I was talking smack in my work league last night, and then I had to start Jacoby Brissett, and then what happens?
So yeah.
I actually had Tua, and then they said Jacoby was going to make the start, so I had to flip him, and then Tua ended up coming in, and it was like it was a whole big mess. So yeah, there will be no smack talking by this guy either.
Let's transition to the lines and maybe some survival picture looking at this week. Of course, the Ravens help the Bengals out and lose to the Dolphins, as we said at the beginning of the show. You got a big line, Dallas at home, 8 points over the Falcons. An odd one with the Saints and the Titans. You mentioned the Kamara issue. The Jaguars are 10-point dogs in Indianapolis, divisional game there. But Jacksonville coming off a big win. What does that mean either way? Browns and Patriots. Let's go New England. Two and a half is New England being favored in that one at home against Cleveland. The Lions against the Steelers, 8 points. Lions still looking for their first win of the season. Wow, would that be great if it came at the hands of the Steelers in Heinz Field? I don't know. Those are some of the ones on tap. What are you feeling this week on some of these lines? There's some tight ones, and then just a small handful of some big ones. You got the Cardinals being favored by 10.5 over the Panthers at home as well.
Yeah. So lines wise, actually, my favorite bet of the week is the and I had Miami plus the points last night. So, but my favorite line this week is that Detroit Lions. I got it at +9 when the week started.
There you
go. And Pittsburgh Steelers just, they haven't been beating it. When they win, they don't win by – it's almost like they don't win by more than a touchdown. So I like the Lions up to probably plus – if it gets below 6.5, I probably wouldn't take it. But I like the Lions all the way up. Yeah. No, it's survivor picks, absolutely not.
Oh, yeah.
But that was just betting wise. Survivor picks, fortunately, you might have been a week too early on Buffalo, but I do like them to bounce back this week.
The other one that's intriguing here is Tampa Bay against Washington. That's a playoff rematch there, and that one is at let's see here, that one is at where did I go with that, 10.5 or 11? 9.5. Yes, I think that's where it was. Yeah, thank you. Keep scrolling past this thing. Yeah. Good Lord, there it is. Jeez Louise. So 9.5 there, Tampa and Washington. It's at Washington. Playoff rematch from last year, though. Is that one you expect Tampa to take care of business?
Yeah, I see Tampa taking care of business.
All right. Well, those are some of the picks for lines and survival football, etc. from Derek Davis, aka the Orange Arrow. He has a bye week from dressing up as a super fan at a Bengals game. So when you go to the next Bengals game, keep an eye out for Derek. And of course, there is, I want to promote before we hop out of here, your fantasy football YouTube channel. So here is that right here. And I will put the link in our live chat for folks to go subscribe. What do you have coming on your channel in the next couple of days, coming week, all that kind of stuff, particularly with the Bengals bye week commencing?
Yeah. So this today I will be doing my Orange Arrow locks of the week. As you can see, I had two of them in a row. It will end up being three in a row because I was not able to, the past couple of weeks, I haven't been able to do the Wednesday show because of my schedule and things like that with night shift. And then Fridays, every Friday we do our locks of the week as far as bets go and stuff like that. So be on the lookout here in a little while.
All right. Well, thank you very much and appreciate you giving us some fantasy football advice. We'll be back to talk about how you and I did next week and see how we did head to head in our league. A little bit of a boring weekend because the Bengals don't play, but hey, enjoy your football weekend regardless. Derek, thank you for the advice. Everybody go and subscribe to his fantasy football channel. Thanks for giving us some of the nuggets from your channel that our listeners can take and run with. But you got to go check out his channel to get more and more, especially when you go overall and player by player in your fantasy football lineups. For Derek Davis, I'm Anthony Cazenza. This has been the Fantasy Football Show on the Orange and Black Insider, courtesy of the Orange Arrow. We will see you next week for this show, and we'll be bringing you all kinds of different stuff. We've got a new series we'll be unveiling pretty soon here, so keep your eye out for that. And then, of course, we are in the works of doing a mega roundtable show from the Cincy Jungle Podcasters. Ace, Zim, Matt Minnick, myself, John Sheeran will be doing one of our mega shows that we do every so often throughout the year. So we'll probably be doing that next week as well. Keep your eye out for that. Derek, thanks, bud.
Absolutely.
Have a good week.
Hey, you too.
Thank you.